USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petito's first press conference. USA Radio News.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
The unvaccinated are not listening to God. Those words from the Democrat New York governor. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mask mandates in schools. Students from a Washington State high school were removed from their classes for not wearing a mask. These kids are speaking out on Fox News as the kids are being used as pawns in the adults' world. Student Ty Rainwater.
Being used as a pawn, I just feel like being used by the schools, by even the government, to try and make everybody think that they have to wear masks.
Dawson Harding says he was confronted by an adult he's never seen before.
I was walking to class at the very beginning of the day. Me and a couple buddies were walking to our first period, and I got stopped in the hallway by a teacher that I haven't seen at the school before, and she was telling me to put on a mask, and I just kept walking. She got up closer to me and asked if I thought I was being funny and told me that I needed to wear a mask to go to class, and so I turned around. I told her, I was like, this isn't funny at all to me, but I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm going to continue on to class. So if you want me to leave, you're going to have to send the school cop down to get me. The scariest part to me about all this going on isn't even the segregation between the students. It's about the control and the power trips that people in positions of authority are having right now.
Student Clive Pond.
They get their orders from our governor, and our governor is not a medical official. These teachers are not medical officials, and yet they're still giving out medical advice to us as kids when their job is to teach us and their job is to help us learn and achieve academic success.
Virtually all kids ages 0 to 17 have survived COVID since January of 2020. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.